Let's give it up for the band leading us in worship. Thank you guys so much for coming out tonight. If you haven't already enjoyed the festivities, please feel free to enjoy those after the service. There's lots of kids' activities over in our, I don't even know what we call that room, the extra room. And welcome my lovely bride. She's going to help me preach tonight.
Merry Christmas, everyone. I wait all year to say that. It's my favorite
Merry
phrase.
Christmas. We have been covering a series in Revelation chapter 5. We assume that there are many guests with us here today, and so we don't want to like give you the end of the movie without the beginning, but it concludes in Revelation chapter 5 with this verse, verse 14. It says, "Then the four living creatures said, 'Amen,' and the elders fell down and worshiped." And so if you've never heard someone explain this word amen before, but it really means agreement. So you are saying, I agree, so be it. And so tonight we're going to unpack a little bit of the things that the Bible says that Jesus came to be. So the Christmas story is all about us saying amen to what Jesus intends to be in our lives. And so I hope tonight in this short message, because trust me, it's a full family service, so the natives are going to get restless at some point. We are well aware of that, and we have a candlelight portion to go, which is always my favorite, handing little children fire in the midst of a crowd. What could ever happen? But as we share this, the first point I'd like to give you tonight is your story needs Jesus. And so in this chapter in Revelation chapter 5, it says that John was sitting in heaven, and he was watching all this scene go down. And as he was watching, there was a person who had a scroll in their hand seated on a throne, presumably the Father. And it says that there was an angel that loudly proclaimed, "Who is worthy to open the scroll?" And that no one was worthy to open it. Therefore, John began to weep because there was more to the story and it could not proceed without Jesus in it. And I want to encourage you to think about that tonight, that your story needs Jesus in it.
So good. We got a letter this week, actually, that we wanted to share with you all. We actually read it yesterday. I'm not sure when it arrived, but we all found it yesterday in the mail. And it is a couple that's been coming for quite a few months, and their 18-year-old granddaughter has found Fuse Student Ministries here at Genesis Metro. If your family has been affected by Fuse, let's give God some praise. Let me hear it. We keep hearing so many stories, but this is a card that they wrote. I won't read the whole thing in its entirety, but I wanted you to know this grandmother said she had been praying for her granddaughter for 20 years that she would find Jesus. So that means before she was born. She's 18 now. I looked up this family because I have not met them yet. I can't wait to meet them. I sent a message this afternoon. I can't wait to meet them because I want to look in the eyes of the faces of the lives that God is changing. That is the best thing that we could ever hope for, the most important thing we could ever wish to find along our journey is that lives are impacted. So I don't know if you know what that feels like, to pray for your children, to pray for your grandchildren, and then to see God work in their lives. There's a verse that says, I have no greater joy than to know that my children are walking in the truth. And so what we need is Jesus. We know that. When we get to adulthood, we sort of look back and we see, man, I wish I had that when I was younger. And so we have this vantage point, but all of our stories need Jesus, need the touch of Jesus.
Man, can we also give it up for all the godly grandparents that are sitting in this room tonight? Point number two, amen is not only saying so be it, it's acknowledgement. And so we're going to find that they were trying to acknowledge who Jesus was. It says, when he took the scroll, they sang a new song and they said, worthy, worthy is the Lamb. And I want you to know that you could think of that in a metaphorical sense, that when Jesus takes control of our lives, it only gets better. If you can think of the time before you knew Jesus, and then think about the time after you knew Jesus, you can see that their response was naturally to worship. to be able to sing to God and say, thank you, worthy are you to take this scroll. And so tonight we want to say to you that if you would allow Jesus to take control, man, life would only get better.
Yeah, there's a great list also in Revelation. I'm sure that they have it, but I wanted you to see, you know, at Christmas we all make a list, right? Our family, we make lists for each other. Our kids are old enough. I found some lists that they made when they were younger, and we still do that today as they're older because I don't want to get them presents that they don't want.
Do you remember anything on the list?
Yeah, there was like a like new Spider-Man game, Webkinz, anybody? Go through the Webkinz trend. There was a couple
what
Webkinz
a scam.
On there.
That's what
I
thought.
What a scam. True. All the Spider-Man
things. For $10,
things.
You can have another one. Register it online now.
Then you had to register the tag. Then you had to That was pre-apps, by the way. Pre-digital age. That was on your computer if you were so lucky to have one. So in a list, you know, I like even to find a list when I'm sitting under teaching. And when I'm making that, I learn better by a list. And so it's interesting that we come upon that here in Revelation chapter 5. Because I want you to see what it is that Jesus is receiving. What are the gifts that he's receiving? And we just sang about it a few moments ago. If you really dive into this chapter, what you see is there anyone worthy to open the scrolls? Well, there's one. There's just one.
Yes.
And his name is Jesus.
Sorry.
And then it goes on to say, these are all the things we're about to just throw at his feet. And it is this list here: power, riches, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, and blessing. So as we, if we cast these at his feet, we sang just a moment ago, who else is worthy? Who else is worthy? When you think about the Lamb, the Lion, the Alpha, the Omega, that's how he's described, sitting on the throne, but also the baby Jesus that came to us, to this earth. We're singing, O Holy Night, the night he was born, and also, who else is worthy? Only Jesus.
Yeah, if you want to take a moment and just look at that list, and I think this would be just a good introspective moment. Can you think of which one of these things that you're bringing to Jesus this year and even going forward next year and even thinking about all of eternity that he made a list so you wouldn't have to guess what he's worthy of? Here's the things that the angels said that he was worthy of, all of these things, and that he's worthy to receive those. So I encourage you to crown Jesus during this Christmas season. The last point we'll cover tonight is amen is agreement. Whenever we think about agreeing with someone, the Old Testament says, can two walk together unless they be in agreement? So tonight, I hope that you would agree with all of these things that Isaiah chapter 9 and Matthew 1 describe Jesus as.
Well, I mean, this is another great list, but it's here we see these words that we always hear at Christmas time. Number one, he's wonderful. And that means he can turn the worst moment of your life into a wonderful mountaintop experience. He can turn your sadness into joy, is what the Bible says, right? Beauty for ashes. That's what our God does. Wonderful means he brings the happiness, he brings the joy.
Number two, it says counselor. I don't know if any of you are in a situation that you need wisdom, and there's no one on this earth that has the right answer. You've sought it, you've ChatGPT'd it, you've done all the things that you can do to figure it out. But isn't it amazing that there are some things, especially the restlessness of the soul, that only God can answer? So Jesus not only came to be wonderful, but he came to be your counselor. So if you're looking for answers in this world to things that are only found in the divine, I would encourage you, come into agreement that God has answers that no one else in this world can provide.
Almighty God, that's the next one. Then Almighty God, that means he's the strongest, or stronger than Thor, stronger than the Hulk, stronger than all the superheroes that might be on anyone's list. He can build a foundation of your life that can withstand every storm that will come your way. Because we always say, if you're not in a storm, then you've been through one, or one is coming. Because
right.
All of us will endure that. He has the strength to get you through those moments.
Everlasting Father, let's think about that for just a moment. If you grew up outside of church, as I did, I can tell you this. This is my testimony. Now, this is going to be a little bit of a Debbie Downer. I never had, in all of my lifetime before my father passed, one father-son chat about life, about how to do life, about how to be a parent, about how to buy a house, or just some kind of fatherly advice about purpose. No godly advice was ever given. No life advice was ever given. So if you are like me and you're sitting in here and you're thinking like, well, how do I ever catch up sometimes in our Christianity? How do I catch up in life? How do I figure out the answers if I didn't have that head start? Can I tell you that God says he's the everlasting Father? So some of you that didn't have that, the great thing about God is that he makes up for every area of lack that you ever experienced in life.
So good. Come on. That's something else. He's also the Prince of Peace. Yeah, let's give it up for our God on that. Yeah. The Prince of Peace, Emmanuel, which means God with us. When we think about somebody being the Prince of Peace, who among us wouldn't say, if you could ask for one thing the rest of your life, it wouldn't be peace? To lay down at night and be able to sleep worry-free. To know that your existence, your future, your present is in the hands of the one who calms every storm. What it says is we don't have a God that's far away from us. In Emmanuel, that word is used very specifically, God with us. The God, the Prince of Peace is with you. So if you could just take that one thing that we say tonight for the rest of this year and the year coming up, wouldn't you want the peace that only our God can bring as he walks beside you?
The last thing it says in Matthew chapter 1, it says, you shall call his name Jesus because he will save us from our sins. I can't tell you a better Christmas story, and we cannot have a better Christmas sermon than knowing that Jesus came to save us from our sins. That we've been preaching for the last 4 weeks, the king is coming. And in Bethlehem, 2,000 years ago, the king came. He came to save us. That's what his goal is. And tonight, if you've never accepted him, maybe it wasn't to come watch a Christmas service with some friends or family. Maybe tonight was God positioning you out of all of eternity to hear this message on this night to let you know specifically he wants to save you from your sins. With that, we're getting ready to turn towards our candlelight portion. The last thing we'll say is that amen is alignment. So this is the part that you get to participate in. Instead of just lighting a candle this year, we're asking you to light a candle as a commitment to living in alignment with the light of the world that came to save us. And so as you light that candle in just a moment, I want you to begin thinking in your mind, as we sing Silent Night, as we pray in that moment, man, God, I want our family to come into alignment with your word. What better way to end 2025 and start 2026 than being in the will of God?
That's so good. You know, if he came to this earth to live in human form and then he died for us, we should love him enough to live for him. I love that call to alignment. Not just a candlelight service, but maybe this represents something a little bit deeper this year.
If you would you bow your heads? I'd like to pray a blessing over your family. God, we want to ask in this moment that you would bless each and every family. That God, you would give grandparents and parents wisdom to lead their households in faith, that we would use your word as the standard and not what we believe, not our understanding, not the world's opinion, not a politician's thoughts, but God, your word is the rule book for our lives. God, as a church, we want to come before you in your house on this final service of the year and say thank you. Thank you for all of your blessings. That God, you are worthy of our worship. You are worthy of our everything. God, we pray that we bring you honor and glory in your house this final service. And all the church said, amen. So tonight, would you stand? We're going to have a candle lighting at this time. The only thing I'll say before we sing this song is just remember, watch your child if you're giving them fire, okay? You say, has anyone ever caught someone's hair on fire in front of them? Yes, I've seen it happen. We don't want a repeat of that tonight. So parents of small children or wives of crazy husbands, just help us, please. Would you guys sing with us?